The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined in the studio by Alistair Whitehouse-Jones to look ahead to the best of Monday's action. We're going to look at three contests at Wolverhampton. Southall, the other card that remained. Unfortunately, we have lost Banger, so no jumps action on Monday, but Southall and Wolves flying the all-weather flag, as it were. And as I mentioned, we will look at three contests at Wolves, as well as looking back at the best of Saturday's racing. How are you doing, Ali?
Very well, thank you, Alex.
Good to hear. You were in yesterday.
I was.
Good day's action, actually, wasn't it?
It was really good stuff, yeah. Mm. It was Asker and Haydock, top-notch stuff. And, you know, Taunton was a good card, their first ever Saturday meeting.
Mm.
Shame about the weather.
It deteriorated somewhat, didn't it?
Cascaded down, but all eyes were on Ascot and Haydock, and we had some really good racing.
Mm. We'll start by assessing Saïd Agrougi's performance.
Mm.
We were just talking off air there. I was saying it's a horse that I've never really liked, but there was a lot to like about his performance yesterday, wasn't there?
He's been, you know, the real surprise package of the jump season. He's always been a good horse. Even as a hurdler, he looked a horse of considerable potential, but the penny's really dropped this season, and he is now a genuine, you know, star of the national hunt game. And yesterday, he was absolutely faultless. I mean, you've got to put it into perspective. I mean, he's beaten Hidden Cyclone by 11 lengths. Hidden Cyclone would have been getting a stone off him had they met in a handicap. So he was entitled to win as he did, but he's always looked a bit of a tearaway, this horse, and yet yesterday he was settled, he jumped well, he got into a rhythm, he did everything right. He just smacks of a horse with which the penny's really dropped, and he will, no matter which sprinter Sacra turns up at Cheltenham, you know, he's going to give him something to think about.
Mm.
I mean, if he was... Obviously, with the doubts about Sprinter Sacra at the minute, they're keeping him pretty short in the anti-post market, you know, but should Sprinter Sacra turn up fit and well, and this horse will probably be, you know, he could be 4-1, 9-2 on the day at the festival, and if 8 went, then he'd be the each-way bet of a...
of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime. I mean, yeah. You know, you could argue that he's a better horse going the other way round if you look at his profile, but... I'm not convinced about that. I think he's just a horse that's suddenly improved, and I think if he turns up at Cheltenham... granted some cut underfoot, then he's going to run his race and be a definite threat to the superstar that is Sprinter Sacra.
He was around the 7-2 mark before racing yesterday for the Champion Chase at Cheltenham, now into around 11-4, so nibbled.
You'd want bigger than that.
Yeah.
If, you know, obviously the grey area is whether Sprinter Sacra is going to turn up in top notch, but... should they both turn up on the day, then you'll be getting bigger than that about the about Saïd Agrougi for definite.
Mm.
I mean, you'd want 4-1, 9-2 against you know, the best 2-mile chaser we've seen.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, the other horse that we'll look at from yesterday is Melodic Rendezvous, who won. Well, it was called the Champion Hurdle Trial. I'm not convinced that the winner of the Champion Hurdle will be coming out of that race, but. It was still pretty competitive, and Melodic Rendezvous extended nicely away from the last and beat Petty Zig, who is a decent enough yardstick, I suppose.
He's a very good yardstick. Mm. He won the best 4-year-old hurdle in France. He was second in the big handicap at Ascot under 11-12. he was getting £4 from him, but it was a hell of a good performance. And yeah, this is one of the worst titled races in British racing. The last horse to actually win this and the champion hurdle in the same season was Flaky Dove. I think we're going back to 94 there. This horse, though, I tell you what, the champion hurdle picture looked a bit of a close shot before yesterday, and yeah, I think this horse can make an impact. Mm. He looked a bit of a machine yesterday. I mean, he went to the final flight a length down on Petite Zig, and in no time at all he quickened up, went three lengths clear, eventually won by 4.5. To quicken up as he did on that ground, I thought was pretty impressive. And he was very short in the market against My Ten to Yours in the fighting fifth. He pulled a muscle that day. Forget that. All his form is on heavy ground, but Jeremy Scott always maintained that he thought he would be a better horse on decent ground. Mm. We still don't know how good this horse is, and if they've got him back to his best, and on the evidence of this win at Haydock, he definitely is, then, you know, they sort of went, William Hill went 25s after the race yesterday, and that was definitely too big. Mm. I think he's a 14-1 shot.
Okay.
And he's, obviously, apart from your big names, your Hurricane Flies and your Might Enter Yours and your Jeskies and your Connors, if there is to be a lively outsider, then this fellow is without a doubt the one with the potential to give them something to think about. And, at sort of 16-20-1, I'd be half tempted to back him.
Okay.
I really would.
He was a real buzz horse, wasn't he, last year? And then got injured prior to the festival.
Yeah. JP McManus tried to buy this horse when he was a novice or in his bumper days, and they turned it down, and Jeremy Scott's always maintained that he's top class. Mm. And we still don't know how good he is. He's the one horse going there outside the obvious ones that is, you know, a definite buzz horse, and he's a lively outsider without a doubt.
Okay. The betting for the champion hurdle: Hurricane Fly in the new one 3-1 joints, My Tent Are Yours at 4s, Jezki and Our Connor at 7s, Annie Power 10s, Underso at 12s, and 25 still, Melodic Rendezvous.
Yeah, 25s. Not in a million years is he 25-1 chance.
Mm. Okay. Melodic Rendezvous, 25-1 could be a little bit interesting there for the 2014 Champion Hurdle. We're going to look at three contests now at Wolverhampton. I don't think the Champion Hurdle, I don't think any good races will be particularly fearing the winners of these, but
None of these three will be winning at Cheltenham.
Or many other races, I think, I'd probably suggest.
Not outside the all-weather scene.
No, it's not the strongest contest, but nevertheless, there are winners to be found. We'll start with the 3:30 from Wolverhampton. 8 runners down to go to post for this Class 6 handicap over 7 furlongs. And the logical place to start is probably with Spreadable.
Yeah, he's the most likely winner of this. I think he looks a bit of a good thing in what is a 7 furlong handicap. He won with considerable authority here last week, and that was a significant victory, not only because he won the way he did, but that was his first run in the visor, and it was also his first run since being gelded. If he does go on from that, and you know, there's no reason why he shouldn't, then he's going to be, you know, an improving horse, and I think he's very well handicapped here under a penalty. He wouldn't have taken a lot out of himself. He's trained by a man who knows what he's doing in Nick Lipmadon, and I think he's a bit of a good thing here under a penalty.
Okay. He is up a furlong.
He is, but that won't trouble him at all. Think? If anything, it'll be a help, I'd have thought.
Okay. Luke Morris takes the ride there on the Lipmadon charge. And seems a pretty good thing there. Okay, next up, the 4:30 from Wolves. Handicap over the extended mile, 13 runners down to go to post. This a little more open. What do you like here?
Yeah, it is more open. 13 go for this handicap over an extended mile. The one I like is Katmai River, who is definitely going to be competitive, this horse. Won under the same £7 claimer, Charlotte Jenner, at the track last time. Now, if we look at that form, it's beginning to look really decent. The front two were nicely clear, and some of those in behind have performed respectably in the meantime. So I think for the level of race it was, I think it was a decent race of its nature. The form is rock solid, and he's won back-to-back in the past, so there's no doubt on that score. And you know, a £5 rise could have been worse, so I'll take Katmai River to follow up that win from 18 days ago.
Okay. One that I think could run well here is Stanlow. One I thought pretty well at Lingfield last time out, and has only been raised £3 for that. The only thing, that the draw for that is, out in 13. And
13's a big blow, isn't it?
It's not really what you'd want, though, is it?
I don't mind 7, 8, 9, 10, but 13's a bit...
I mean, it is over the extended mile, so there is time, I suppose, to get in, but...
They'll drop him in and
hope.
And hope, yeah, you know, take the chance. But I see where you're coming from. I mean, he's from a shrewd yard, and he's only a four-year-old with a bit of potential to improve again.
Mm.
But okay. 13 would be a concern.
So Katmai River, the pick there in the 4:30.
Yeah.
The final race that we'll look at is the 5:30. It is a handicap over 1 mile, 1.5 furlongs, 5 runners down to go to post. This is the best race that we've previewed in terms of quality. Which one do you like here?
I like the top one, Lean on Pete, who is a five-year-old who runs this track particularly well. In fact, I think he's gained all his four career wins over this course and distance. He's not badly handicapped. He's only £2 higher than for the latest of those wins in November. And he's been running in better races since then. The latest, when fourth in December, didn't really go to plan. He was held up, could never get involved. He's better than that. And I take him to register a fifth course victory.
Okay.
In what isn't a strong handicap.
No.
I see what you're saying. It's,
it's the best of the three. But
indeed.
Just the five got to post. And Secular Society likely to go off favourite. But
yeah,
I don't know. Perhaps maybe getting a little frustrating. I know he had 3 runs. But yeah, you'd have thought if he was...
You could,
of a certain class, he'd have probably won by now.
Yeah, you could give him the benefit of the doubt, I suppose. I mean, he's still learning the game, but he's a Brian Meehan four-year-old who's going to be shorter than he should be.
And Jacob Butterfield takes a ride on Lean on Pete. What do you make of him? I mean, seems to have been around a while, and certainly wouldn't be put off backing him, but
he's still claiming five. He's okay. I mean, yeah, he's fine. I'd be overly concerned. I mean, he's not going to be... he's not going to be winning any derbies, but I mean, he's fine. And
a solid £5
claimer.
He's
a solid £5 claimer who, you know, he claims five for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to factor that into your betting strategy, but it wouldn't be, you know, in a five-runner field around Wolverhampton, it's not going to concern me.
Okay. Okay then, Ali, so could you just sum up your three picks in the three races that you've looked at Wolves?
Yeah, Spreadable gets the nod in the 3:30, Katmai River is the selection in the 4:30, and we finish off with Lean on Pete, the top weight in the closing handicap at 5:30.
Okay, thank you very much, Ali. Best of luck with those picks. Enjoy the racing, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.